Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A salad garden of delights. The choice of salad for the home gardener to grow is enormous and makes supermarket bags of leaves seem boring. Sue Strickland shares some of her favourites. It only takes one balmy spring day for a fresh lunchtime salad to suddenly become more appealing than a warming soup. And even in March, you should be able to pick some of the ingredients from the garden. Lettuce, cucumber and tomatoes might have been the salad staples 30 years ago, but gardeners now have dozens of plants to choose from. Vivid chicories, crisp and spicy oriental leaves, tiny currant tomatoes, multicoloured roots, green onions. They can give you a vibrant mix of taste, texture and colour from just a few square yards of space. Such a choice never appears on the supermarket shelves, but this doesn't mean the plants are difficult to grow. Often, quite the opposite. They might be fiddly to pick or need to be really fresh, making them unsuitable for sale, but these are not problems in the garden. Seed is readily available, just waiting for you to experiment, to find out which grow well, which are the most useful to you, and above all, which taste best. I'm lucky because over the years, I've had an expert salad grower to guide me. Joe Larcombe, a horticulturist and journalist, made intrepid vegetable explorations around 1970s Europe and later to China, Taiwan and Japan. She discovered salads and vegetables new to the UK, but ideal for our growing conditions, and introduced them into her kitchen garden in Suffolk, and into her books and articles. Importantly, she also persuaded UK seed companies to start selling the seeds. I've been on the sidelines of several of Joy's horticultural projects, and the summer before last, I was asked if I'd grow plants for photographs in a revised edition of her 1980s book, The Salad Garden. Back then, this book was revolutionary. Many of the salads covered were virtually unknown, as were techniques such as cut and come again, where plants are cut and then left to regrow for another harvest rather than being one-offs. And as for the idea that salads could form part of a decorative garden, that really was radical. Today, with the interest in unfamiliar crops and the increasing popularity of grow-your-own, even among those with only small gardens or patio pots, the salad garden is even more relevant. It inspires you to take a look at the different types of salad ingredient and see what choices you can make and just how adventurous you can be. Mild leafy greens. Lettuce is a salad mainstay, but it is no longer a boring background. The main types continue: butterheads with their soft round leaves, cos or romaine lettuces with conical crisp hearts, crisphead iceberg lettuces, true to their name, and several loose-leaf or non-hearted types. However, the lettuce breeders have been so busy that many varieties fall between these categories, and every type has forms in various tints of red or bronze. The frustration is that there is no time to try them all. Spring and summer lettuces take around 12 weeks to form heads, and they stand for only a couple of weeks before bolting. Most seed companies now do seed mixtures of different lettuce varieties in one packet. And an alternative way of harvesting lettuce is to grow one of these at close spacing and use the young leaves. Pick them off individually or cut the whole plant and let it regrow. This way, you get a whole mixture of leaves at once in a much shorter time. I usually grow both lettuce for baby leaves to ensure I am never without lettuce, and leave a few plants in the mixture to grow large and give crisp, sweet lettuce hearts. With the help of a greenhouse or cloches, it is possible to grow lettuce all year round, but I never bother. Other mild-flavoured leaves stay far more healthy in the cold and damp and make more appetising winter salads. Corn salads, lamb's lettuce, claytonia, spinach, pea shoots, the colourful baby leaves of beetroot and rainbow chard, for example. I also love chicories and endives. Just look at an Italian seed catalogue to see the wide choice. And most of them stand up to winter weather better than lettuce. Even if you stick to the familiar red-hearted radicchio, it'll brighten up autumn salads and add a slight pleasantly bitter taste. A bit of spice. Rocket was the first spicy leaf to be widely accepted in salads, but now a wealth of exciting oriental greens are available to gardeners. Mizuna, Mibuna, different types of leafy pak choi, and a medley of mustards, for example. They are diverse in shape, texture, colour and taste, and are highly nutritious too. Their spiciness varies from the very mild to the fiercely pungent, so there is something for everyone. Oriental salads are fast-growing and do best in cool weather. In early spring, throughout the autumn and during mild winters under cover. There are also the times when brassica pests, to which they are prone, are fewer. If you want a quick, interesting additions to a salad, sow them now in March and pick as a baby leaf crop in as little as 6 weeks. They don't do well in the height of summer. They're martyrs to flea beetle and quickly bolt, but I'm so addicted to their flavour that this doesn't stop me trying. Growing them in a small patch, enriched with plenty of compost, covered with pest-proof mesh and kept well watered, can work. Fruiting vegetables. Homegrown tomatoes are the norm in our household, and until admiring guests comment, I forget how much better they taste than their shop-bought counterparts. Nearly every seed company now offers varieties in different colours, shapes and sizes, so there are plenty to choose from. For salads, my preference is either large, juicy beefsteaks, sliced and scattered with basil to make a dish on their own, or cherry tomatoes tossed through green leaves or in a bowl for snacking. And despite the choice, I still prefer red ones. Varieties vary in their ability to grow in cool conditions, so which you can grow will be limited by where you live and whether you have undercover space. But after that consideration, flavour is the most important quality for a salad crop. Many heritage varieties are renowned for their taste, but don't dismiss the modern hybrids. Sakura F1 and Suncherry Smile F1 are among my favourites. Choice of cucumbers is similarly limited by growing conditions, but you don't have to grow the long greenhouse Vickers Tea Party types to enjoy their refreshing contribution to a salad. There are both heritage types, such as the round Crispal Apple, and new Japanese or American slicer hybrids, which are hardier and healthier when grown in cool conditions, indoors or out. Personally, I like my cucumbers small and crisp, and I even enjoy those dense, stubby gherkins, not pickled, but eaten fresh. Roots and bulbs. Forget sliced beetroot in vinegar and the ubiquitous grated carrot. Root crops can bring imaginative and tasty contrasts in colour and crunch to salad all year round. Spring-sown radishes and whole fresh baby beetroot add splashes of red and purple long before homegrown tomatoes are ripe, while the giant Asian radishes, sown in late summer, can stand in good condition well into autumn. White skin varieties of turnip, such as Oasis, are selected for growing as baby salad roots. And if you haven't tried them before, you'll be amazed how sweet and tender they can be. The degree of pungency of an onion is key to its use in salads. And this depends not just on variety, but also on growing conditions. Even the huge mild bulbs promised by some seed packets may not always turn out so tame. Often a safe and more interesting alternative is to use fresh, green onions, whether it be spring onions, ordinary bulb onions pulled early, or the versatile bunching onions such as Ishikura, which can produce leaf-like shafts if left to grow on. Finishing touches. A sprinkling of fresh herbs or colourful flower petals can transform a plain salad into something special, and these ingredients are some of the easiest to grow. Judicious use of lemon balm or lemon thyme can add a citrusy note. For example, while other herbs bring a hint of aniseed or onion or are reminders of the Mediterranean. My favourite edible flowers are the cheerful yellows and oranges of daylilies, nasturtiums and pot marigolds, while others such as borage and Hartee's pansies are more subtle. Many of these plants are perennial or readily self-seed, so growing them doesn't add to your garden workload, and they're attractive too. As Joe Larkham is always quick to emphasise, salad plants should not only feed the body, but the spirit too. Top and unusual salad plants. If you want to be really adventurous, here are 6 salad plants that you are unlikely to find on the supermarket shelves and are rarely seen in farmers' markets. Leaf amaranth or callaloo. A mild-flavoured summer leaf, valuable in salads for its colour. The deep red and red blotch varieties are particularly eye-catching. Sow seed direct or in modules in late spring and summer and space plants closely for baby leaves or 15 centimetres or 6 inches apart for larger plants, which you can keep harvesting young shoots. Chinese violet cress or February orchid. A useful, cold-tolerant autumn and early spring salad leaf, and plants which are overwintered, usually given some protection, produce beautiful and edible lilac flowers in early spring. Sow early spring to late summer direct or in modules and space 15 centimetres or 6 inches apart. Initially, seed may be difficult to obtain, but plants readily self-seed. Salsola. A relative of samphire, often served with seafood. The young leaves of this plant have a refreshing crunch and slightly salty taste. So late spring to early summer, direct or in modules, spacing closely for salad leaves, and 20 centimetres or 8 inches apart for larger plants. Seed needs to be fresh for good results and germination can be erratic. Radish pods. Allow a few radish plants to go up to flower and harvest the immature green seed pods. They are deliciously succulent and mildly spicy. Any variety usually sown for its roots will produce edible pods, although there are varieties such as rat's tail selected especially for this use. Space or thin plants to 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart and stake if necessary. Garlic chives. An undemanding, hardy perennial, similar to ordinary chives, but it has flat leaves with a mild garlic flavour and beautiful starry white flowers, which can also be used in salads. Initially grow from seed, sown in spring or early summer, or buy plants and then propagate by division. Sea kale. An attractive hardy perennial which, once established, can be forced in a similar way to rhubarb in spring to give delicious crisp white stalks. Eaten raw, they have a sweet, very slightly cabbagey flavour. Grow sea kale plants from seed sown in spring in modules or by plants and space 30 to 45 centimetres, that's 12 to 18 inches apart, in a well-drained sunny spot.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.